Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the dimming twilight of a world choked by its own fumes, the last flickers of neon stand as beacons of false hope, vibrant epitaphs for the once grand era of the Electric Dynasty. Streets once awash with the hum of ceaseless energy now utter feeble whispers, glimmers of fluorescence, battling the all-consuming darkness of an energy-starved civilization. Cities grope for light in the shadows of colossal, idle turbines, the air thick with despair. Communities huddle beneath the few neon signs still pulsing, sharing tales that outshine their LED companions with vibrant life. Yet each story is but a flicker against the gloom of our times. Shops with buzzing signs are no mere outlets of wares, but shrines to the electron gods of yesteryears, a testament to resilience or a parody of it. It was in the embrace of darkness where man's folly became most evident, an energy oasis revealed as a mirage. Too late did the collective conscience stumble upon the realization. Renewable sources were squandered, eco-promises broken, and Mother Earth's bounty betrayed. Yet in this night, the neon lights, reds, blues, and greens, paint us as both artist and vandal, creator and destroyer. An artwork of hubris upon the canvas of a withering planet, these colors narrate the chronicle of a society that danced feverishly on the edge of the abyss. Now, as the music fades, what remains is the echo of that same dance. Now a painstaking shuffle for the scraps of power that persist. Once grand metropolises, driven by insatiable needs, buzzed with a symphony of energy, from the glorious dawn of incandescence to the triumphant reign of renewable grids. We stood as the proud engineers of our own downfall, erecting dystopias swathed in electric light. Such grand delusions crumbled, leaving us at the mercy of a relentless terminator, entropy, the ultimate tax collector from whom no technologically advanced civilization can hide. Screens that once displayed our greatest achievements now show barren static, signifying the collapse of networks, the suppression of communication. Our global village has been rifted, split into archipelagos of obsolete data and dead connections. The evening sun now competes with the muzzled glow of neon, nature's artist emerging victorious over man-made luminance. The sunset of our industrious day is met not with celebration, but with a dread-filled anticipation of the encroaching void, the long night that awaits. And so we circle back to the fledgling fires of our ancestors, seeking warmth and camaraderie in the shadows of our own creation. We ponder not just on the dying light of civilization, but on the spirit of humanity in this twilight saga. Will these pulsing neons serve as the last vestiges of our stories, or merely as a mocking reminder that for all our advancements, we are but creatures craving the light? The neon mirage lingers, a hypnotic spectacle, a siren song for the weary traveler, an invitation to indulge in the final play of photons before the stage is surrendered to entropy's unyielding dark. Yet even as we stand mesmerized, we must question whether these hallowed tubes of gas and glass signify the undying human spirit or simply the shadow of our collective neglect. In our quest for brilliance, we reach too far, too fast, ignoring the whispers of warning that echo just beyond the dazzling horizon of our ambitions. As the neon flickers, so does the future. Uncertain, wavering, a reflection not just of energy desperation, but of a lost way, a memory of what once was, and a sobering vision of what lurks in the neon's dimming glow.